Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go back out to Bethpage. We had Sir Nick Faldo the other day, as well as Brandel Chambly yesterday. Today, our other buddy from the Golf Channel, Nota Begay, is on site at Bethpage Black for the PGA Championship, and he's live from the PGA Championship on the Golf Channel. Those guys do a great job. News coverage continues throughout the weekend. Catch Nota Saturday and Sunday morning on the Golf Channel, leading up to live tournament coverage on TNT and, of course, CBS. Nota, how you doing today, buddy? What's happening?
I'm doing great. You guys sound like you're doing a pretty good job of breaking down all of those different performances. I don't see why you need me on the line.
Well, because you're there.
Just to validate it.
Yeah, exactly. And you're there. And you can tell. You know, Nota, answer this question, because BT and I were commenting on this when we first started looking at the course today. The greens look like choppy, and I don't know if it's like a contrast thing because of the TV that we're looking at, but what are the greens like, and how are they running for these guys?
The greens are great. I mean, you wouldn't see the types of scores you're seeing from a handful of the players that have sort of really gotten themselves in great position if the greens weren't receptive to a nice, smooth roll.
Yeah.
And what you might be seeing is, because now this is one of the concerns that the PGA of America had with moving the event from August to May, was especially in these northerly climates, is that the transition, especially if there's a long winter, can be a little bit stressful on the grass. And so sometimes you just won't see that pure 100% green color coming through on the screen. And all you're seeing is just a little bit of discoloration.
All right, good. So it's nothing that's affecting the players at all. That's what we figured.
There's great rolls out there. Guys are getting good looks, and the greens are in very nice shape.
Yeah, we speculated about how tough this course is going to be, especially because of the wet weather throughout the week. But it's been dry. I mean, it rained a little bit earlier today, but it's been mostly dry, and it's going to get drier. How is the course playing for these guys? Well, for one, it seems like Brooks Koepka is not affected at all. But how are the other guys dealing with it? Because we've seen some high scores, including from our buddy and yours, Tiger Woods.
Well, yeah, I guess you have to make two separate evaluations there. You've got the way Brooks Koepka's playing it. He's making it look like a pretty easy golf course, and the way everybody else is playing it. I mean, obviously, you saw Jordan Spieth piece together a great round today. We're watching Adam Scott right now, bogey-free, 7-under for the day, just really picking it apart. And that's what you get. I mean, you get guys that they're so talented. You give them a little bit of an opportunity, and the conditions are cooperative right now. The golf course is in pristine shape. It's such a phenomenal layout, and sort of just so lucky to be able to come back here on occasion and contest the biggest tournaments on what I would consider one of the best championship courses in America.
No, it's a beast. It's an absolute beast. We're talking to Nota Begay, who's out there at Bethpage and obviously doing his thing for the Golf Channel, live from the PGA Championship. And Nota's going to be on tomorrow morning and Sunday morning on the Golf Channel leading up to the live tournament action on TNT and on CBS. So I made the case yesterday. Tiki was off, and so Tiki's probably hearing this for the first time. And I want to throw this by you. Going back to the turn of the century, right? You know, David Duval was number one for a minute, and then he kind of lost a swing. He had some vertigo, and he gained some weight and some other issues, whatever. Vijay was there for a minute. We know about Tiger. You had Phil be Phil, you know, multiple times. Rory, DJ, and Spieth have all flirted with grabbing that baton and seizing it for a long time. And it's my assertion, based on what I've seen in the last year and a half, that Brooks Koepka is probably best equipped to most closely replicate the dominance that Tiger had from 97 until whatever point of delineation you want to use. Does that make sense? Does Koepka have enough of what he needs to be the guy for 4, 5, 6 years?
I think he really does. Most importantly, he has that self-belief and he's got a little bit of an edginess. I mean, I think one of the things that you'd have to look back, historically speaking, maybe over the last 30 years, that guys, players that have been able to hold on to that world ranking for a sustained period of time weren't always considered what you would call the nicest guys on the golf course. I mean, golfers are typically classified as pretty laid-back, nice guys, but you know, there was always an edginess about guys like Greg Norman and Seve Ballesteros and
Raymond Floyd.
Tiger Woods and Raymond Floyd. I mean, and I think it just takes a little bit of that edge of a player like Brooks Koepka to go out there and just, you know, take a hold of that number one world ranking and really hold on to it. And you also have to, from what I learned in playing so many years alongside Tiger in college and on the PGA Tour, you have to have a sustained work ethic. You can't ever sit back and be satisfied with being number one. You always have to look for different ways to improve your game, whether it's through practice or through better preparation or through being a little bit more efficient through your rest and different types of recovery tactics that are being implemented by a lot of players now. And if you take 1 minute to just sort of sit and relax, sometimes you get passed up, and
yeah.
it can happen fast. And I think Brooks is a guy that has that work ethic. He's demonstrated that. I think you're seeing the fruits of that labor in his performance right now.
You know, it's interesting you talk about, you know, staying after it and being on the grind. We saw Tiger Woods win the Masters just a month ago, but he didn't play up until now in the PGA Championship. Was that a mistake?
Well, I think, no, it wasn't a mistake. I think he's dealing with the constraints of what his body is allowing him to do. I mean, I talked to him just after the Masters, and he was utterly exhausted and couldn't really say when he was going to pick up a club again. I mean, you put everything, your heart and soul, into winning one of these things, and the recovery period is so long. And
yeah.
you couple that with just all of the – I mean, you guys can imagine. I mean, you're in the biggest market. Just the demands that people have on him. I mean, just the popularity of the win. I mean, I really couldn't go anywhere, whether it was a grocery store or dropping my kids off at school or in an airport, where somebody wouldn't come up to me. And if they recognized that, you know, he was one of my friends, they'd say, wow, wasn't that just a magical win for him? And just the impact that it had on golf and just on sports fans in general. And it took a lot out of him. And he's trying to do the best he can with relation to being as rested and as prepared as he can. I would have to believe he fell a little bit short this week and
yeah.
what we're seeing from his performance, but I couldn't really fault him for trying to be a little bit more rested than normal.
By the way, just to update Tiger, so he's on the 14th hole, par 3, about a buck 62. Obviously found the green, had a long putt, I'm going to guess about 50 feet or so for Bird, ran it by at least 12 to 15 feet. He looked disgusted, like he completely misread it. And then he missed the comeback 12 to 15 footer for par, tap and bogey. So he just got a birdie on 13, and then he's back on the bogey, which is not a train that you want to be on. Hey, Noda, what happened to Rory? Where is Rory at?
Rory went on a little bit of a birdie run toward the end of his round, and actually, it looks like he's going to make the cut and be around for the weekend.
Okay.
And that wasn't to be expected after sort of watching how he got off to a slow start in his first round and then wasn't playing great through his second round. But that guy can turn it on at any moment, and he turned it on, and it seems like he will be here for the next 36 holes.
This could be a tough question for you to answer, but because everybody, and usually it comes with children and before that marriage, and, you know, in more conventional, you know, conventionally, golfers get married, they have kids, and there's a distraction. There's generally a little bit of a lull in their game. Jack went through this. Everybody does, because you just have different responsibilities. Does Rory still love golf? Like, I'm not implying that he doesn't, but does he still wake up with the desire, as best you can answer this, to be the best on the planet?
I would say yes, he does, but in just watching Rory evolve from when he first came out on the PGA Tour and watching how Tiger evolved as a player, their drive is different. And I think Rory takes a lot of time to enjoy life, and sometimes that means neglecting certain parts of his game. I don't think he's in that sort of mode now. I think he's in a mode where he is working diligently week to week on trying to be a better golfer. Tiger didn't necessarily take those moments in his life as he was dominating. And I think that's what you're seeing now with Tiger and just how much he really, I mean, you could see it when he won the Tour Championship, and you could see it when he won the Masters. he really truly enjoyed and took a moment to sort of absorb everything that went into making those things happen for him in his career. And I think Rory does a better job of that at a much earlier stage in his career. And I think it has sort of prevented him from playing at his best for a sustained period of time. But when you do see him now, like we've seen him this year, I mean, he's had 9 events and he's finished in the top 10 8 times and won the Players' Championship. He's as good as anybody. But he will, on occasion, he'll disappear for a little while. But
yeah.
When he comes back, he's usually ready to win.
Okay. Nota, really interesting perspective, really great conversation. Nota Begay does a great job for the Golf Channel, always hooks us up. We reach out to him quite a bit for the big events, and Nota always takes care of us here on Tiki and Tierney. So catch him tomorrow and Sunday, of course, in the morning on the Golf Channel, live from the PGA Championship, and is going to run all weekend on TNT, and of course, the big moments on CBS. Nota, great stuff. Thanks, bud.
Appreciate you, Nota.
All right, love being with you guys. Thanks.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man. Really, he's been really good to us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.